recent years, Czech two-way trade with the United Kingdom has advanced by leaps and bounds. The country was already the fourth biggest trade partner 2 years ago in 2015, following first place Germany, Slovakia, and just trailing Poland in third place. But the current trading environment for Czechs in Britain is a tough one. One of the many factors contributing to that is the sharp drop in the level of the British pound against the crown, which in many cases has made Czech exports at least a quarter more expensive than they were before the announcement of the Brexit referendum result in mid-2016. And that, as well as the uncertainty of Brexit itself and sluggish British economic growth, has presented something of a challenge over the last year to the Czech State Agency for Boosting Exports and Local Business, Czech Trade. Martin Maturek is head of the Czech Trade Office in London and was in Prague recently to outline how they're trying to boost Czech business in a challenging environment. He said that in spite of the problems, Czech exports are looking to be on a general par with those of 2016.
I would say not really surprisingly, at the moment it has not really translated in a slump down. This is not happening. The figures, if we are looking figures, it's still looking very good actually. And Czech exports being at 200 billion Czech crowns in 2016 and looking about the same in 2017, and same for British imports to the Czech Republic. But there certainly is uncertainty. We are seeing this quite clearly. Some companies are being quite wary, are saying to me, Martin, let's wait a bit. We probably will cooperate. We must do some business. We can't stop doing business. In this sense, the British are quite pragmatic, and they are, at the end of the day, awaiting a good and positive result of the Brexit negotiations, despite all the political problems.
The drop in the level of the pound, though, is clearly an issue, and Czech business, with relatively high turnover and low margins, will probably have the most difficulty dealing with that long-term problem. Mr. Matsurek again.
What could be a problem is really the slump in pounds. In certain imports, we are talking, for example, beers, we are counting every penny. So obviously, the distribution business is counting. And we just need to have lower profit margins if we want to have the same big figures. That's it.
But addressing problems can help you sometimes to move on. And the bane of Brexit has encouraged Czech trade and some Czech companies to seek out opportunities at the higher end of the market, where the biggest factor is not volume, but the quality of skills and know-how being brought to the table.
If we are talking about companies that are cooperating with Czech trade, we do have genuine success stories in the fields where cost is not the major concern, where technologies and innovation are involved. And that's what our foreign office is trying to achieve, to concentrate more on higher value production connected with technologies. So I would say, for example, composite materials to aerospace industries. For example, we have been supplying to the project of flying cars that's been mainly held from Britain, managed, let's say, from Britain. Or high precision cables and harnesses for BAE systems. It's been done via the Czech company Frentech Aerospace. So these are genuine success stories. Or, for example, supplies to India, but a project managed in Britain for a small submarine. So high precision components from Czech Republic. So I would say these are very good success stories.
And one area where Czech business in the booming local auto sector is looking to develop is with regard to the new Jaguar Land Rover factory that's being built in neighbouring Slovakia. The Czechs lost out in the original bid to land the factory itself, but the opportunities on offer for other work exceeds the capacity of local Slovak companies. And that's where the Czechs believe they can step in.
The cooperation with JLR all in all started already in 2015. So we are already supplying the UK plants, but with Slovakia we are looking at supplying not only production but also non-production, which means assembly lines, paint shops, for example, but also tools, hand tools, power tools. So it's a complex cooperation, and at the moment I think these guys at JLR, they have understood that we are good in technologies as well. We are looking to, for example, to help them in replacing materials. How could we achieve better economies of scale if we replace steel by aluminium than if we replace aluminium by composite materials, and vice versa. So that's what this is, the engineering side. We are also looking to organize with our partners from Austria technology forum for JLR in terms of companies that could supply software and hardware solutions to drive the evolution in autonomous cars, but also in general in artificial technology. So that's looking quite exciting, actually, and it's much more than components only.
In the beer market, Czech trade skills are probably superfluous for multinationals with a foothold already in the market.
The Czech exports in beer are doing very well actually. To be concrete, it's 200,000 hectoliters per year. But if you look who is responsible, you would find that these would be the big guys. Pilsen Urquell, Staropramen, Budvar, Krušovice, obviously these guys, with the exception of Budvar, they are all part of multinationals. So they are being pushed by the mother companies such as Molson Coors, AB InBev, Heineken, Carlsberg.
But that's certainly not the case with smaller breweries trying to make an impact for the first time. And that, according to Martin Maturak, is where the local office of Czech Trade can offer help and has been making a real difference.
What are we trying to do is to join the smaller guys, the craft breweries, to the party. So at the moment we managed to introduce 4 new breweries to the UK on-trade and off-trade market. A good example would be Primator, who is now selling its wheat beer. So we managed to convince a British distribution company called Pivovar LTD, because they specialize in importing Czech and German beer, to import Czech wheat. And these guys found out that the Czech wheat is better than German. Obviously, the German is being more famous, but the Czech is better in quality and technology, and it is even a bit cheaper. So it does make sense.
And the promotion of smaller Czech breweries and beers also applies to the Republic of Ireland. And a hit there has been the lager produced at the Herald Brewery near Příbram in central Bohemia.
We managed to introduce Harold to Mr. O'Hara, who is owner of O'Hara Brewery, family brewery, a major brewer in Ireland with a number of own pubs that are managed by the O'Hara family. And Mr. O'Hara, we initially started to talk about bottling, about Mr. O'Hara helping with bottling Harold beer. But finally, Mr. O'Hara, after tasting the beer, told us, "Oh, I've never experienced such a good lager. It's so bready, it's full flavor. It's such a difference with the likes of Heineken and other brands on the Irish market." So he told us, "You know what, guys, you are right. I will put this beer in my portfolio. I will add it in my portfolio, and it will be my own Herald lager." So it's a great success story. We are really so, so much positive about it. And we want to build upon this success. And we are trying now to speak with the UK and Irish breweries to do the same. So at the moment, we are speaking with the biggest London brewer, Fuller's, to add a Czech beer in their portfolio. Well, actually, a second beer in their portfolio, because they already do have one, which is the Moravian brewery, Litovel.